Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
I hope you're doing well. My name is Abdul. Your name is?
My name is Asim Mehdi Hassan.
You're from?
I'm from Bangladesh.
I'm from Tulsa, but originally I'm from Palestine. I'm a student at West DCC campus, and I'll be interviewing you in person for the oral history project, which will be archived at the Oklahoma State University Digital Collections, if you allow it to be. The goal is to share your story and inspire others, especially those attending ESL classes who can relate to your experiences. So how long have you been here?
I'm here almost more than 1 year.
More than 1 year.
I just shifted from Ohio to here like last year, December. No, last year, like maybe September, October, whatever it is. So I'm here because lots of my brother lives here. So it's, you know, the family is really important, and in foreign country, just support is good, you know. So you, like, I don't have any driving license, and in Ohio, so it's really tough. And for me, in Bangladesh, our environment is really good friendly, not too much hot, not too much cold, and Ohio is very cold for me. So like first few days, like first month, I got sick for the too much cold. Then my one of my brother contact me. I also him the yeah where I can put, and I shifted here.
Have you missed Bangladesh?
Yeah, definitely. This is Bangladesh, my motherland. I always miss my country, and in the main thing is my family, you know. So everyone has my family is important.
Family.
So I have lots of friends, family, like my cousin, second cousin, third cousin, Bangladesh community. But eventually, end of the day, I miss my country, really.
Have you struggled here when you first came? Was it a struggle learning English?
Yeah, a little bit. I've struggled, that's why I'm in this program. We in Bangladesh, we used to learn English, but the main thing is accent. So the problem is I know, and also the American people know. So my accent here, that doesn't can catch really well. And also I have got some struggle to catch their accent. And lots of things are changed, like and in our country, like toilet, washroom. Here is the toilet washroom is not our same. We used to use water because our country is a good supply of water. Here
we have is in Arabic, it's called shattaf.
That's
the same with us. We don't have, we're not used to it. When you go overseas, everything has a washroom and a toilet, but here there's no water.
Then we have to searching for the halal food. Here the American, but in our country we can go anywhere and
it's halal.
It's halal, but here we have to go drive like 20 to 30 minutes to get the halal food. And lots of things, but this is the basically the most important. And one thing I realize here, the American people is it's a good thing we have learning. The American people is very active. They are like sleep very early, wake up very early. But in our country, we are not used to wake up very early. And the young age, after we getting the job, you have to go the same. But in the young age, when we are studying, we are not used to wake up at like 8 and not going to sleep at like 9. In our country, at 9, we are just going for the dinner. And in USA, everyone sleep.
Yeah, everyone sleep after 9. And the roads have died down. Tell me about the agriculture and the landscape of Bangladesh.
Okay, Bangladesh is Bangladesh is a very agricultural country. So our root is, our main thing is agriculture. Now it's developed day by day, but when the liberation war, it's like we are getting independence from the Pakistan in 1971. So our main work is agriculture, like agriculture and fish both. So like all of them, our grandfather is involved with the agriculture. So our main food habit is rice. So every meal we're getting rice. And yeah. From breakfast, lunch and dinner, we getting the rice. Rice is our main thing. So and our country in the middle, it's a good thing to the lots of rivers. So that's why our land is very fertile. So but the thing is we didn't get all of the technologies world using right now.
Yeah.
But our farmers are really active. They are hard worker. They are the like main engine of our country. They are running our country with their hard work and everything.
Do you think if you got the same resources and things as US, you guys would grow even bigger?
Definitely. We can grow more than USA. Because first one, our farmers are not too much educated. And they are not know how to use the technology. So there is two things very important to the going to the production. So if our farmer is little, they have no education, but right now they are producing a good amount of food, whatever the Bangladesh or the people would need. But if the technology and the education or training, whatever it is, our farmer get or someone provide, so we'll definitely boosting our production like minimum 2 to 3 times. If we get, then we can export. So now all of this, then we can it will affect our economy too.
Yeah. So if you think that all the holds on the economy were lifted, Bangladesh would be on the map, like you guys would be big. If they remove all the restrictions, Bangladesh would start exporting and the GDP would grow?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the thing is Bangladesh, ready-made garments industry is the one of the biggest exporter from USA. In world, Bangladesh, I think now in the second position of the garments industry. So the thing is our people, we have we have a good fertile land agriculture. So the people don't need too much money to live because they have lots of things. The people, everyone can grow. In our country, we know everyone can grow whatever, some vegetables and everything. So you need rice and well, that's it. But everything we can manage, we can farm different, we can produce different kinds of vegetable, fruits, then we can chicken, we can grow our chicken, cow, every. So if the restriction is goes, so we can export more, our people getting good salary and people are more encouraged. But now for the restriction and lots of thing happening, so people are not getting too much salary. And that's why lots of company are going to Bangladesh because of the cheap labor. But the thing is, the company earning the money, also the middlemen who export, but the real worker are not getting paid well. So that's the thing. If the restriction goes on, so we can export not only garments, in other sector we have to export more.
Yeah. Tell me about the cultural traditions and practices. Important customs that shapes you, that you still practice, you took from Bangladesh.
Yeah, first thing is our family respect. So family, in my brother always used to say, first you have to be a good person, that you have to be a knowledgeable person. If you are a knowledgeable person but not good person, it will be dangerous. It will be not good. So before study, I'm always thinking I have to be a good person. So if you're not educated, that's not a big problem in your life, if you have a good person. Because in our religious and our cultural belief, we believe good person always be good. And no harm from the society and everything or the family. And this is the main thing I will find difference in US and young, because here everyone is busy and everyone don't have too much time to spend with their child. But in our country, we are like how much, like the before college, we are used to live in the same house, same everything. My father and mother supported everything. We didn't go to work for our side. So my parents take care of everything, like my grandfather, mother, sister, everyone living together. So the main cultural thing is family bond. Our family bond is really good and strong, and we always support our family.
Yeah, that's the same in Arab culture. It's focused on family. Unlike like American culture, they have a thing when you're like 18, they can kick you out. We don't have that.
Yeah,
we live together, same grandma, family, everything together. Tell me about your childhood and early life in Bangladesh.
This is like whenever I go to sleep, I used to see my childhood. Like, you know, when the study life give you stress, you know, everyone used to go to Zion to go to my college life, school life. There is no restriction, no differentiation with people, money, culture, color, whatever is religious. In school, he's my friend, that's it. Doesn't matter with the money, family, culture, his upper class, lower class, which religious. This is the best time in my life.
Your childhood.
Childhood. We are used to play cricket. We are like very excited with little things, like a cricket ball. We are playing used to in Bangladesh too much of cricket and football. One football is like our 10 friends are excited. We're getting 1-2. Like five taka, 10 taka in our currency to buy a ball. So buy a ball, then picnic. We are going to small picnic. Everyone give five taka and some rice. Make a small picnic in the same house. And
you guys used to play?
Every day we are playing outside. In the morning we're going to school, then the afternoon or the evening we're going to play with all of my friends, everyone excited. Someone have bad ball, we collect money to buy everything, the field, everyone is here. Everyone is waiting in the field. So this is the one of the, I don't say everyone, it should be everyone the best life.
Yeah, that is the
best memories
time.
In the life.
How would you feel about the community at TCC? Do you think they're supporting the ESL students?
Yes, definitely. The ESL community is really good and friendly. They are every time here to help you if you have any issue. And also our faculties, our teachers are with us. They are also every time saying, if you have any issue, you can, every day they are have a small slot for the student. After class, you can meet any problem, you can discuss. If we don't have this time, you can also email me. So the community, the TCC ESL community are really supportive in every step. How the student can to be a good in English and in future.
That's good. What's one thing you miss the most about Bangladesh?
Family? Yeah.
Family. What is challenges you faced accessing education, if you faced any in Bangladesh? Was there any challenges?
In Bangladesh, as I always say, our country is developing. So we have lots of lackings, like maybe in future after 10, 20, 30 years, we'll got the facility, but that time, my time is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't study in like age of 50 or 60.
Yeah.
So I wish I can get the same facility, not the same, similar to like USA. So it will be good because education is the backbone of a nation.
Yeah.
If I get the chance like USA, higher education and good research, faculty, facility, indoor, outdoor game, doesn't matter. The thing is you have freedom.
Yeah.
And now our country, every parents and every family member are focusing, you have to be engineer, doctor, those things.
That's it. Same with Arabs. It's an engineer, doctor, lawyer.
Yeah,
that's it.
Engineer, doctor. My country has sometimes learned, some family, but maybe 5 to 10% are lawyer.
Yeah.
But the 80 to 90% engineer or lawyer. So it's a pressure on the child. From the beginning, give him a freedom. Like the developed country, not like USA. Every developed country give you freedom. If you want to be athletic, you're going to be athletic. Lots of facility. Not only just one sports. You have a bunch of sports. So, yeah. I mean, that's why they are doing really good in Olympic. Yeah. In our country, no, because we don't have. So
everyone's focused on engineer, doctor.
Engineer, doctor. And engineer, doctor, why? I think 20 to 25, maximum 20% is the reputation and other 70% is money.
Money.
So,
A BBC news article, I have an article here, says that Bangladesh's growing economy focuses on the rural communities and adapting to globalization and industrialization. How has this economic change have affected your community? Did they change your community before you moved to the U.S.?
Yes, the industrial change always is a good change of any country. But if you haven't applied in a good way, like your industry has to be give some support from the community, but don't destroy the environment. We are not like developing country. We are not concerned with seeing lots of things now, but in future you have to see. The environment, it's now it's like 5 to 10 years, nothing. But after 10 years, you can see if your industry is the bank of river, after 10 years, river is the polluted.
Yeah.
It's affect the whole community. And if you get like the employee, you have to give, you have to take care of them, you have to pay it well. And this is the things. And yeah, industry is good because it give you the, it reduces the unemployment in Bangladesh, and if the people getting good amount of salary, not good, just sustainable salary, people are not moving in different country.
Yeah.
So, moving in different country is a loss of our country.
What is the role? What do you think the role of women are in Bangladesh, and how it changed when you moved here?
When I moved here or the whole thing?
No, the whole role.
Whole role?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning, the one thing is in our country is good because women getting their empowerment. But used to in when we are in the Bharat Borsho, then we used to in the Pakistan, so lots of thing. The women are not allowed to study. So it's after that when the like one of the our leader Sophia Kamal, he is first stood. We have to like in our community, women and men are 50-50. So if the men just only work, the whole country or community growing 50%. If the women also involved in the developing, then the country will be developed faster.
Yeah.
And women.
So you think it's a good thing that the restrictions have been moved?
Yeah, no. I think so. The restriction should be moved, but in respect of the religious, it's not like full whole open because we have a Islamic country. We have to some restriction. The girls will definitely work within their limitation and everything. There's a no restriction to work, but in our language is called parda. It's a restriction, women's wearing clothes and lots of things.
Like in niqab?
Yeah, niqab. Yeah. So some women, they think they're modern, you know, I have to go to work my way. It's okay, but don't affect the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, your work, no problem. You have everything. Work with not interacting with the dress. So this is my opinion.
Yeah.
And also it's involved in our country. So it's good to women working with the men to build the nation.
How has religion shaped you? Are you religious?
Yeah, I am religious. The religion shaped me lots of things, to telling lie, dishonesty, always be with your always be with your God. You have to see whatever is right or wrong. If you do something wrong, what will happen? And also be like we are like we have a 5 waqt namaz. So it's give you like the whole day routine. Some people, lots of people are talking about this. The 5 waqt namaz is one of the best routine in our life. So after Asha, you're going to sleep, and further you wake up. So this is one of the best routine. You don't need to make your own routine.
Yeah.
And if you like follow this routine, you'll be in good shape, good health, and everything. Also, if you follow the food too. So religious. And most of the thing I love, the one of the thing is my religious, know me, or I learn from my religious, respect the woman. It doesn't matter which religious, where she from, where she belong, it doesn't matter, respect the woman.
Yeah, you have to respect the woman.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me? Ask away.
Yeah. Tell me about your something story. So how you can? What are you studying right now?
I'm studying biology.
Biology?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I may switch to business because I own a car dealership.
Car dealership?
Yeah.
Where's look at it?
West Tulsa.
West Tulsa.
Kareem Truck and Auto.
Kareem Truck and Auto, West Tulsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my dad's business, but I'm the co-owner basically. So yeah. I work with him. I'm 18 years old, so I'm still young.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. You look young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah.
I'm married. What's it called? But yeah, I'm Muslim. As you said, if your relationship with God is good, everything else is good.
Yeah.
And Fajr Dua. The five prayers are important. And yeah, respect women. Respecting women is very important. Especially since they paint us as people that disrespect women when in reality it's the opposite.
Definitely. I also I have lots of modern girls in my family and in my friends and my in my college here in Bangladesh. So whatever they are doing, I'm at least 90 to 95% girls inside, they want the respect.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter modern or whatever it is, but some of them are going other side because of the culture, community, like social media. People want to see how the beautiful, but inside, most of, I say all of the girls want the respect.
Respect, yes.
Yeah. I also have the planning to go into the main courses like marketing.
Marketing, yeah, business. What do you want to become? Just business major?
Yeah, business major, marketing analytics.
And do you work?
My brother have a shop, so I just sometimes go there and see how the business is going on, how the environment and lots of things.
He has a food shop or what?
No, he owned a smoke shop.
Smoke shop?
Yeah, so I just sometimes go there. I'm not working here. I'm just go there to see how the sale is going on.
Because
I love to see the how the business is run. Because study is one side, practical is one side. You can't compare.
Can't combine. I learned that. You cannot combine.
You cannot combine.
No. Is there anything else you want to add? Or ask me?
Yeah, so you're going to the business, right?
Business, hopefully. Yeah,
good. And yeah, you, so you're switching the
like, major?
Major?
Yeah.
So you are used to live Tulsa or the somewhere else? And
no, I was born here. So basically my dad, his mom is from Gaza, right? She's from Gaza. But she got kicked out in the war of 1948 to Egypt.
Okay.
So my dad was born. He's the youngest of eight. Big families overseas, you know. He's the youngest of eight. So he was born in Egypt, born and raised.
Okay.
And my mom, my dad is, what's it called? My dad found my mom and still in Gaza.
Yeah.
And they got married. And she, my mom has a big family, 22 siblings.
Oh.
Big family.
Yeah.
She's the only one out of 22 that left Gaza. They're all still there. My entire mom's side is still in Gaza.
Okay.
In the war. But she left because they got married. And back then, if you get married, you can get out. So now, and then they moved to the U.S. because my dad's brothers, also family. The reason he moved to the U.S. because all his brothers were here, like you said.
Yeah.
So he moved, started a life, and I was born here.
Okay.
And then I recently, like 2 years ago, I visited Gaza for the first time. Beautiful country.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. And then last year, I visited for my cousin's wedding, and I got out right before the war on October the 5th.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
So you have a lot of time in Tulsa. So what changed, you'll see? And
a lot.
And so how you like the Tulsa?
I like Tulsa. It's small. All my friends are here. You can do stuff pretty fast. It gets boring sometimes.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it's just nice and small. Like, if you want to have fun, you drive 4 hours to Dallas. Everything's in Dallas.
Yeah. Some people are saying, why you're in Tulsa? U.S. is a big country. You're just going there so you can move and settle here within 1 year. So
it's cheap here too. Cheaper than
other states. I tell them, I have a family, some of the cousins live here. So family, one of the things. Family and some friends, and I told them I want to live in my home and work is two different things. So Tulsa is like this kind of environment and city is like home. You can sleep well, drive well, food is good and cheap. This like feel like home. I don't like too much a crowd.
Yeah.
Because I used to live in Dhaka city, so I know what crowd means. And you have a lot of time in traffic.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time in crowd and in traffic. I have family in 1 year traffic. I am rather than I will play with my nephew and some brother, cousin.
Yeah.
So I told him I don't like too much crowd.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to 30 minutes. I'm going to cut it there. It was nice meeting you. What was your name?
My name is Asim Mehdi Hassan.
Mehdi Hassan. Abdurrahman. Nice to meet you.
Nice.